proclamation number 5824 dated the December 12th, 1953. Light of truth. Lamps without oil. Used garment. Your work is to illuminate, to carry light into the darkness of night, for you are surrounded by darkness where no light has been ignited as yet. It is night wherever pure truth is not to be found, where people live in error, where they have not yet been correctly informed on the spiritual level. It is night where the human being's spirit is not yet awakened to life, which alone ignites the light in his heart. Whatever spiritual knowledge you humans receive will remain worthless to you as long as you don't live a life of love, for it will just remain dead knowledge. But if you look around, you will not be able to find many loving people and therefore not much light either, since love radiates the light in the first place, since the knowledge only comes alive when it has been brought to life by love. Wherever love is taught, my fundamental law is proclaimed, and there is also truth. There are the true representatives of Christ and they speak in my spirit. Whether they succeed in that the listeners will fulfill the commandments of love is up to the latter, but the human being's state of maturity and thus also his spiritual enlightenment, the complete realization, the person's inner illumination, solely depends on his fulfillment of the commandments of love for me and his fellow human being. The fulfillment of the commandments of love requires a way of life in accordance with my will, a moving within my eternal order, thus a change from evil into good. This alone is my will, and my true representatives on earth shall motivate people to do so. This alone is the vineyard work which shall be carried out by my servants, to inform the human being that he can only become perfect through a life of love, that only love can establish the union with me. Consequently, anything that is presented to people as my gospel should only aim to achieve ennobling the human being, transforming him to love. Then my servants on earth will carry out true vineyard work. But why is there so little light on earth, since my gospel is proclaimed all over the world after all? Or is more importance placed on ceremonies than on proclaiming my gospel? Is the proclamation of the divine teaching of love treated as less significant in order to give priority to other doctrines instead? And are people paying more attention to these additional teachings and commandments than to my teaching of love? Think about these questions seriously and draw the right conclusions from them. If I make the fulfillment of my commandments of love dependent on spiritually maturing, if spiritual aspiration reduces or even negates earthly adversity, but if you can observe more earthly hardships than ever in the world, then spiritual progress must also leave much to be desired, and thus it follows that people also neglect what I repeatedly tell them is the most essential requirement, to practice love. And thus the gospel of love is not being preached to people emphatically enough either. Consequently, there must be too few true representatives of my teaching of love, too few faithful servants on earth of service to me, even though they all believe to speak on behalf of my name. There is too much pretense and too little truth, and death can also be found where I should be proclaimed and where it is believed that I am proclaimed. Nothing is alive anymore but traditional appearance, a mere reflection of what once shone brightly in utmost vitality. That is why there is no more life amongst people either, no realization, no truth and no spiritual progress. All that is left is a used garment which serves no more purpose, but which is kept in exaggerated esteem. They are lamps without oil, falsely presented to people as sources of light but which are unable to emit even the slightest ray of light. Hence there is darkness everywhere, There is spiritual night all around, and only very rarely tiny lights flare up. Only very rarely will a true representative of my kingdom gain access into the darkness with his light. Yet their light will shine brightly. They will be able to offer clarification and bring the truth, the light of realization, which will beneficially affect everyone who is looking for light. Amen.